Today, Jesus instructs his disciples and us to choose wisely our master, our guide, the one who will guide us on the path to God's kingdom. We understand that a blind person cannot lead another blind person. Someone with poor vision can only move forward in life by relying on someone who sees clear, someone who can anticipate obstacles. Our only true guide is Jesus himself. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Through him we come to the Father, and by following him in his footsteps, we find assurance and confidence. Jesus is our light. He leads us, helping us to see clearly and to overcome our blindness. In a second parable that Jesus is giving us today, he teaches us to sweep before our own door first. He criticizes the attitude of someone who wants to remove the splinter from their brother's eye while ignoring the beam in their own. Before judging others of minor faults, we should first examine our own shortcomings, which may be even greater. Judging others is not our job. If we do, it is a fault. It is trying to take God's place. We are not in a position to do that. Judgment belongs to God alone, because our judgment would lack mercy. To truly understand this gospel message, we must look to Christ. Throughout the Gospels, we see him welcoming tax collectors, welcoming sinners, sharing with them meals, and welcoming the outcast of all kinds. He could have condemned them for their wrongdoing and cast them aside. But instead, he tells us that he came to seek and save the lost. We know the parable of the prodigal son who returns to his father. This parable teaches us that when even one sinner repents, there is a great rejoicing among the angels of God. A third parable speaks of a good tree that cannot bear bad fruit. This highlights the need for consistency between our faith and our actions, between what is outward and what is within. It is not enough to have good intentions. It is not good enough to have to say more prayers. Our Christian identity is truly expressed through our capacity for love, service, and witness. We do recall on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out abundantly to bear lasting fruit. This gospel message speaks directly to the church in our time and to us. Throughout the history, the church has faced serious crises, yet the Lord has always raised up the right people to help restore the church to the gospel truth, to gospel true path. In a difficult moment, great witnesses of the faith have risen to the challenge. Through them, the Lord's call resounded, "Repent and believe in the gospel," a word that we hear on Ash Wednesday. a word that will guide us throughout the Lenten season. As Christians today, we are sent not to condemn or accuse, but to be witnesses and messengers of the gospel to those around us. The Lord assures us of his presence, and we can always rely on him, even in the most desperate situations. When we gather for the Eucharist, we turn to the one who is the light of the world, the one who guides us. We welcome the light of the gospel into our lives. And Christ wants this light to shine before all, so that all people may give glory to God. We ask him to always remain with us and for us to remain with him as we carry out the mission he has entrusted to us.